New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Well, hello. We meet again. Thank you so much for being here. The Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Fantastic place for some affordable family fun on two or four wheels, maybe even one wheel. E-bikes, scooters, Yamaha golf carts, go-karts. Dune buggies. I don't know if they have dune buggies. And there's no wheels really on a snowmobile. It's tread and skis. You can get one of those there too. You can work in between your fun with a zero turn radius lawnmower. Side by side. Three wheeler, four wheeler, ATV, UTV. I'm not sure about the three wheelers. Do they even sell a three wheeler anymore? That was like 1976. You get on the damn thing with those big, gigantic tires. And then the first turn, you take a turn faster than 0.5 mile an hour, and you get thrown forever, as our pal Hot Wings used to say. Anyway, that's who you want to reach out to. Impact Power Sports at impactpowersportsmi.com. 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan. Side note, I will be with Impact Power Sports coming up at the Camper and RV Show, which happens in January the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at DeVos Place. I'm not sure exactly what day I will be there, but it should be a good time. There's been a lot of things that have happened today that are ridiculous and nonsensical that I will get to. I hate these damn strings sticking out of my damn. I'll just tell you this. It wouldn't be an Eric Zane Show podcast if I didn't have some outrageous story with the center of that story being feces. I would say, like, if you decided to keep track on my show over the course of a calendar year, how many shows have reference to feces in them at some point? Not just like a passing joke, but actually a story where there's feces in a spot that it shouldn't be. I think that number would be quite large, you know. If you think about how many days in a year and how often I podcast. Linda writes, Eric, can we listen to a segment of Free Beer and Hot Wings Live to hear all of the sniffles? Tyler says, ah, yes, easy SP shit talk. I don't think there's anything better, frankly. We've gotten so much mileage out of feces on this show. Some of the greatest stories that have ever been talked about have been just so outrageous. My God. Yeah, today is the day of the great food giveaway. And boy, are we stoked. Snowy day leading up to it, at least where I am. in where I'm at, you never know what type is, what's going on. It could be snowing where I'm at, but where they are in the middle of Grand Rapids might not be snowing. But where I am here, we got a ton of snow. So right around 3 p.m. Now, I expect people to be lining up earlier than ever for that, because you got to understand, all of the times that we have done this, you're going to have people that are like accustomed to it, and they know. So the last thing that they want to do is not be able to get the food. The Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance says they have a ton of food ready to go for the pets. It's three stations. They all line up on the side of the road by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, and it's a quick process. And last year they were lined up probably about 20, 25 cars deep, and people, and we were ready. So we said, should we get started? Should we not? All right, let's do it. They pull up. We put the pet food in there. Then they go to the food station. We put the Christmas dinner in the car. And then they go over to Team Pink and put the sanitary products, ladies' feminine hygiene products, into their car, and off they go. If I could just, in all seriousness, putting myself into the mindset of these folks who, I mean, this is important to them. This is very, very important to them. It's a huge deal. I can't tell you how often I take everything for granted. So I'm just thankful for all of you. And I feel for these people. I really do. We're glad to help in any way that we can. It goes way back to Denny Porter, if you will. That was the guy who first said, EZ, why don't we... he actually came to me and said, EZ, I want to donate a Thanksgiving meal to some folks. Back in 2020. Thanksgiving of 2020. I was preparing for the Great Kidney Giveaway. And I said, there's not enough time. We can't do it. And I told that story when I was in Los Angeles recovering from the surgery. And then, of course, you guys said, well, how hard is it going to be? Just pass the hat, get the money, buy the shit, give it away. And I said, fuck yes, you're right. Megan says, remember that one family that we got to randomly buy gifts for? That was neat. Outstanding. There are a few people that receive deliveries. Now, if no one reaches out about that, I mean, we haven't publicized that in any way, shape, or form. But that has happened in the past. Last year, Short Fuse Linda and Amy drove all over the fucking place delivering. Outstanding. Megan says, where is the after party? I think you know, but unfortunately, I can't attend. Now, you guys, by all means, should get together and have a good time. But we should probably, as time passes, do like another one, like a do-over. So you guys have a great time this evening. And then we have a do-over date, and we talk about it on this show. And then off we go. That would be so much fun. We can pull that off here with this happy bunch. All right. And then, of course, you got the scenario yesterday, which was a cataclysmic bit of ridiculousness from that fucking early 20s piece of shit, fuckface, cocksucker, Nate over at Meyer, who... I had a funny fucking feeling about Nate when this all broke, and he seemed willing to help. He didn't like he was actually sweet about it. Hey, this is what we're doing. And his response was, we cannot wait to assist you in this matter. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I was wrong about this guy. But I did have a bad feeling before that, because anytime you got somebody who they sound young, you're like, okay, you're young. Well, maybe I'm wrong. But no, I wasn't. My instinct was right again. Nate, huge pile of shit. Did nothing. He had the absolute bare minimum to do. You know, his job. That's all he had to do. He had to get me 150 bags of potatoes ready, 150 hams, pies, rolls, jars of gravy, cans of corn. None of it. The only thing that was all set, the hams, thank God. But they didn't even have enough of the products that we needed at the Meijer to make it all happen. That's the logistics. You got to make sure that shit. That's all I'm asking you to do. And in return, I'm taking the audience's money and pumping it into that Meijer. So basically, just do your fucking job, Nate. It had been perfect the previous 4 years with, you know, adults leading the charge. I'm just going to say right now, unless proven otherwise, if you're a dude, I don't think of you as a big person until you're like 45 years old. Kenny with the crack. He probably stayed up all night playing Madden or Fortnite and forgot to double check everything. Without a doubt. Dr. Jim is here. He writes, I knew you were fucked when it took him forever to respond to your first contact. Yeah, I had a bad feeling about that too. Mike Bean boots on the ground getting all that shit together yesterday was a sight to behold, or to witness, I should say, in the way that we did via text and conversation. So just absolutely legendary. He's the man. If any of you are like horny and you feel like blowing someone, Mike Ball is who you want to blow. Mike deserves a blow. Or maybe you're not horny. I don't know. You just feel like giving him a blow. Now, I think everybody is like has a significant other. Well, no, not really. Kuiper's, I don't think Kuiper's has a significant other. Amanda says, interesting. She doesn't have a significant other. Linda's not dating anybody, I don't think. Ryan says, as a typical Zane Show listener, I demand, since I missed yesterday's show and the start of this one, to be retold every detail in gross detail rather than find the information for myself. Linda says, isn't Mike married? Yeah, that's true. I don't think he would be interested in a blow. But at least let him know. If you could at least say, look, Mike, I know you're married. But because of this sweet act, you have a blow job on credit. My name is Kevin Kuipers. Just look me up. Yeah, I'm not sure if Ryan is kidding. I mean, it actually is kind of worth retelling because it's an outrageous story about all of this unfolding. But I'm guessing you actually weren't here to hear this debacle. Essentially, all you need to know is that the ball was massively dropped by this local fuckstick named Nate who works at Meijer. And this is the piece of shit who said, yeah, okay, I can't wait to help. He sent me the pricing for the food. I was like, okay, but little alarms were going off in my head about this guy. He hasn't worked all week. No one knows where the fuck he even is. I was supposed to pay for the food Wednesday. He's not even there. He's my point man. Mike Ball and I are having a conversation. Now, Mike goes to the damn store all the time for his job. He walks in Thursday, and he brings it up to people, and they don't even know what he's talking about. They're like, what? Huh? I don't know. No, nothing here. We didn't even have any of that food. No, we're sold out of pies. And then he made the point of saying, oh, well, hey, I was talking to my buddy Eric was talking to Nate, and they all go, oh, no. Nate, really? You were talking to Nate? Uh-oh. Oh, boy. That's kind of where that went. I got a post, not a post, but a an audience member reached out to me. I don't want to say names because I don't want to jeopardize anybody's status. But this listener is in a relationship with a person that works at one of the area Myers. And I should have taken this person up on it. Person wrote, EZ. This is back November 21. So you may have your issue resolved. If you're still struggling with the people at the Jennison Meyer, I can put you in touch with so-and-so at this Meyer. I responded with, hey, no, I'm good. I got in touch with Nate. He's great. This person responds, after hearing yesterday's show, wow, that sucks about the Jennison Meyer. My significant other was who I was going to put you in touch with. Mike Ball is right, EZ. My significant other says you would be wasting your time complaining about fuckface Nate. Many of these stores are a total shit show. Then it says they run off the competent people. And they have to put up with lazy retards. My significant other's store director looks like he is going to hang himself any day now. All right. Well, Mike has a close relationship with someone at one of these other stores. So I'll do that. But I think it might be a good idea to explore the option of somebody suggested a food service company like Gordon's or Cisco. We have a friend of the family who works at an operation like that. And I might even bend their ear because sometimes there's a huge difference in cost. Maybe, maybe not. I don't even know. All I know is I'm up in the air about the future. I mean, we are going to do the Great Food Giveaway next year. There will be a six and it's likely going to be bigger than ever. The only thing is certain is that we will never step foot into the Meyer, Jennison Meyer, ever again for anything concerning the Great Food Giveaway. And everybody here knows that the Jennison Meyer sucks tons of cock. And that today is going to be truly amazing. An army of volunteers venturing over to Irvine's Auto Repair. If you've never done this, you need to. Maybe not even to do any real work because we've got it covered. Just to hang out with these folks and to witness various show members, show audience members, acknowledging Mike Ball and saying that if he ever is single, they will blow him. That starts at 3 p.m. We'll be there at 2, at least Mike will for sure. It all depends on when I can actually physically get out of here and get after it. I want to cover some ground on yesterday's show in addition to what I've already talked about. I was so infuriated that I was shot out of a cannon on yesterday's show. not that different, in my opinion, than I am most days. This person writes on the EZ subreddit, today's show going into 2025. Everything that EZ was during the first half of the show today is everything he needs to be all the time. Bring that attitude. Fuck everyone. Fuck me. Fuck the audience. Be that little Armenian prick that everyone grew up with. Say cocksucker. Say retard. All of that makes the show worth listening to. Now, hold on a minute here. I don't know. Maybe you don't listen all the time. But I don't think there has been a show in the last, 6 years where I haven't done that. So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's a I haven't listened in a while type of thing. I'm not sure. Also, somebody who knows what they're doing needs to be taking clips of Eric's streams with the outrageous moments that could possibly go viral. Somebody with Eric's permission, of course, use that YouTube channel to post the clips. Nobody is watching the live streams on YouTube. YouTube should be used as promotion for the actual podcast that's on podcast platforms. That is true. I wrote, LOL, ha ha ha, you're hired. The job is yours. He says, heck no, I wasn't saying me. There's somebody out there who knows how to take clips from the live stream of the podcast and post them. Obviously, make sure it's someone you trust 1,000% before you give them access to your YouTube channel. Amanda says he's got a point, Eric. You need a social media person. I 100% agree. That is something that I think that if someone said, all right, who's the next person? Like if you had to hire somebody right now, EZ, what is the thing you would hire? And I would say that position. That's true, you know. Nowadays, most people consume their content while they're laying in bed. And they want those short clips. So that is, I 100% agree. I think the person that read that or wrote that may have been that that dude Trevor. Remember Trevor? I'm not sure. What Trevor is one of these people in this chat, but I don't know which one. This person writes, agreed, more Zane spitting fire and less retarded fights between chat room members. And I wrote, I love those retarded fights. This person, USA number one, wrote, I dislike the chat room. It's low-hanging fruit content that is still not worth the squeeze. If they want to be funny, they can start their own shows. And I wrote, well, I think there's some pretty good jokes on there. Also, it leads to audience impressions, which I know I enjoy. And like I've said before, if I enjoy it, that usually means it's good or something that you would enjoy. This person says, I love the interaction with the audience on the show. It always sounds really good on the podcast. A lot of good stuff comes from it for sure. Concerning the YouTube channel, Corey writes, I kind of agree. The YouTube channel should just be used for clips and standalone videos if Eric ever makes any, without a doubt. And then Corey also says this. Actually, I wrote, being alone, I need some type of interaction. It always helps move things along. I've tried it both ways. There were spells where I would never interact with the audience, and it just didn't feel right. Corey writes, as someone frequently involved in the chat room fights, I do kind of have to agree to a point. I've seen other podcasts like H3H3. I don't know what that is. acknowledge the chat every once in a while, but for the most part, they do their own thing. But they also have thousands and thousands of people watching, so they can't get focused on a single fight happening in the chat. So maybe it's an apples and oranges thing. That's a polite way of saying EZ's audience is so minuscule. It's like basically him talking to the same three, four dozen people every day, which is true. It's almost like the Jim Rome show where some of the listeners have almost become a character on the show, which can also work. That's a great way to describe it. I mean, I've tried it both ways where I'm like, I'm just going to do this, that, and the other thing. But I can't tell you how many times audience interaction has jogged things in my brain. And then, you know, we just have various stellar moments that happen.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan says the Eric Zane Show podcast needs to get a Grand Valley intern. Ha ha. Seriously, there's nothing stopping you. You're a legit business. Let's see. When Pellerito shows up today, you should ask him. It's a great idea. Megan doesn't like the person who takes shots at the chat audience. Corey follows up with the interactions. I can see beneficial for people watching the live stream, for people listening to the podcast after the fact. I kind of see his point. Well, yeah, but I mean, let's be honest here. It's not like if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'm making it difficult to follow. I'm basically busting everybody's balls. I mean, you can't tell me that all of the moments of describing sexy Kenny doesn't translate to the audio podcast. It absolutely translates to the audio podcast. That's fucking funny. I just wanted to share that because I thought all of that was interesting. Like, if I don't have these stupid interactions, we don't have listener impressions. My God. All right. Ryan says, thanks to your tremendous theater of the mind, it translates beautifully. I'll take that. That's a fantastic compliment. Amanda adds, Eric, you do an absolutely great job of sharing stories and reading the audience comments to where it's entertaining. Exactly. This is no different than when, like, somebody calls in. You know what actually is more difficult, though, is when you take a phone call. Sometimes people clam up, they get nervous, stumble, bumble, fumble, which is why my radar, my alarms would always start going off back on my old show. And I was like, all right, this sucks. So we can't have 2 minutes of lull with this dipshit calling. We're going to have to make fun of him. That's how that was born. It was born because people reaching out to the show sucked. All right. For those of you that are enjoying the show on Facebook, it's time to kick you out. The full show is available on Twitch, though, every single day at about this same time, a little earlier on Fridays. Typically, okay, the scheduled time Monday through Thursday is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Doesn't always work out that way, though it should, frankly. Today, it kind of worked out. I think it was like 1 or 2 minutes late. If you want the full show, you go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the app on your mobile device and then search out Eric Zane Live, all one word. There's plenty more podcasting. Show goes on for quite some time after I kick the Facebook audience out. So there you go. My Patreon content is there for you. It's an entirely different platform. Patreon is standalone, no sponsorships, powered only by subscriptions from the audience. patreon.com/Eric Zane. There you get the daily Patreon bonus. You get the lost Zane recordings from my old radio days on BBL. You get something to listen to while I'm away, which is even older radio recordings. From right now, we're in the year 2010. Oh, my God. If you really want to get a sense of what a radio show sounds like, those two shows are available on Patreon. What a good radio show sounds like. Not to mention, who are these free beers? The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, those shows happened yesterday. I'll be talking more about that in a bit. You can try it all out for free 7 days at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free. Put your credit card in. Once that's there, like if you didn't cancel it, the 7 days would elapse and then it would charge you. So just cancel it right after you sign up. And then enjoy the 7 days with no worries whatsoever that you will be charged inadvertently. Because if you don't like it, I don't want you to be charged. But if you do like it, go back into your profile and enable your card so that I can charge you $5 or $10 a month. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is audio, video, and the live streams. And if you want to save yourself even more money, sign up for one full year. If you're like, well, I know I'm going to listen to this all the fucking time. Sign up for one full year, and I will take off 10% of the total cost. So if you do it month by month for all the audio, it's $60 a month. If you pay for it for a year, it's $54 for the year. Wait a minute. I said that wrong. If you do the audio month by month for a year, it's $60 for the year. If you sign up for the year, I take 10% off. It's $54. Same thing for the audio video live streams. What was $120 month by month for a year is $108. It's all there. Excuse me. Email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you. The title of this show is, where is it? Oh my God. What the fuck am I doing? I titled the show Top Story, It's Fake Sniffle Day. More on that in a second. Thank you very much for being here. The open and live stream of the show brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They also sponsor my Facebook fan page and the entire Twitch stream. So I'm very, very fortunate to have them. Please bang on their door when you need any type of work done on your car, hybrid, EV, you name it. They take care of all of it for you. It's also the site of the great food giveaway a little bit later on today. Find them online at irvines.com, ervines.com. Their phone number is 616-532-6600. An outstanding place to get your car repaired. Werner Roofing, online at wernerroofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R, not W-A-R, W-E-R, wernerroofing.com. They put a roof on our house here this summer, and you can take advantage of their expertise. If If you get an estimate right now, that's going to be good for a long, long time. Now, if you got snow on your roof, obviously you're not going to get a roofing estimate. It's just good to know that they are there for you. They also feature work. They can do the work on your house, siding, gutters, a metal roof perhaps, all WernerRoofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. They've been on the show for in the past, but only as a medicinal. Oh, my God. How embarrassing is that? Only as a medicinal cannabis facility. As of October, they got their rec license, so you can now buy cannabis there at the Green Medicine Shop in Greenville. 21 and up. They still have their med license. So if you're under 21, 18 to 21 to be precise, still, of course, get your cannabis there. But this is the newest recreational facility in Michigan, and I want you to try them out if you like to partake. They have everything. They've got all the gummies and the vapes and the dabs and the this and the that and the bud. I'm learning these terms as I go. In different quantities, medicinal marijuana has less mold in it and impurities, as it's been described to me. Some people like that. Some people don't give a shit. Give me more mold. Give me more impurities. You can find them online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. They are in Greenville, Michigan. If you're there or in the surrounding area, go there. If you're not, can you at least make the trip just once and mention my name? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amanda likes, I also like that these are better than the people who call in because we can swear. Jeremy suggests that our pal Freebeer is on coke. I don't believe that at all. Bob says we definitely underestimated the Greggy Sniffles today. As you know, I encourage you to listen to the show to hear like Sniffle-rama. I don't, like, mind that at all. I want you to listen. Okay? To me, that's good. Because you might hear something outstanding that is going on their show.
Start peddling my hand ability. Wait, that sounds bad.
Hold on. Check him out.
He's selling AJ's on the corner. Oh, my God. You won't believe the way
they're coming back from, like, commercial break.
Free beer and hot
I don't know who that guy is. Who's this guy? He looks like he's on
one more break-in to go. Now, inevitably, something that comes up with the break-ins, people say, how can I help? How can I donate? Now, you can donate to Idiots for Underdogs if you go to freebeerandhotwings.com.
I'm not paying attention to a word he's saying because of that hair.
That's not why we set it up. We welcome donations, but we're going to be able to get by without them. Mm-hmm. But you can donate. There are so many charities that do things similar to this with the holiday break-ins, angel trees, churches that adopt families. And
all right, I don't think we're going to get any sniffles because he's just kind of like encouraging people to do their thing, which is great. I'm actually glad that they do this segment. I don't have a problem with any of that. I think that's wonderful that all these people, but it's the sniffles. It just gets down to the fake crying. All right. I cannot handle it. My job, my work is cut out for me because I have to listen to every second of that broadcast and isolate every single fake sniffle. The idea being they can't really see me crying. So I'm just going to go every so often during the holiday break-ins. It's really disgusting. Thank you to Linda for suggesting that I put them on today. But doing that type of, it's called stream sniping. When you watch a show and then beat the fuck out of them. I'm all for that. But I find that when you do stream sniping, it's sometimes the jokes aren't concentrated enough. You know, you're relying on them to give you something that you can joke about. And I'm not good enough to actually do that. I don't have that ability. Now, if I review it, then I might be able to come up with something on my own, which we kind of do on a regular basis, which takes me to yesterday's Big Fraud Thursday. The big thing was the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. As Corey writes, stream sniping is also when someone's doing a stream outside their house and you figure out where they are and you get in the background. Oh, I didn't know that. On the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Ben had to pay off a bet. The bet he paid off was because the Lions lost. Stu took the Bills. Ben took the Lions. Because the Lions lost, Ben had to chug a bottle of blue cheese dressing. Kenny with a great question. Anyone done a well check on Ben this morning? That's a great idea. I did actually hear from Ben last night. Thank you for not making me drink more of the blue cheese. I just threw up all that margarita mix and more. It would have been bad if I had to do that on video. Whoever eats that shit has no smell or taste buds. Go Lions! Texting him right now. How are you feeling today? Yeah, poor guy. When Ben did it, I can honestly tell you that all I can say is that the look on his face made it seem impossible to do that. We figured out that if you were to consume that entire container, that it would have been over 2,000 calories of just blue cheese dressing. He had I would say, 3 mouthfuls. He probably had about 4 actual servings of the 16 servings in a container. He writes back to me right now. I'm fine. Last night sucked, though. I puked so much. LOL. Wait a minute. You mean you puked more than once? Question mark. He indicated on the show that it was the hardest thing he's ever had to do. And he's done other challenges before, other eating challenges, like fucking one chip, death nut challenge. He said, no way. Impossible. Like, he completed those challenges. Ryan says, you know this doesn't sit well with me, especially after we consider what you did to that nice boy from Chicago. That's right. Poor Joe. When he was like, after the gangs in Chicago beat me up, I was made to do something I didn't want to do. And it hurt me. Fucking idiot. The idea about Maureen and Linda both being shit-faced. There was something going on there. I mean, these two were just sitting there cracking up at like nothing. What the fuck are you even laughing at? And we're all like, wait, are they laughing at us? What is going on with these two bitches? If you watch the show, this will all make sense to you. You will be introduced to our newest character on the Patreon that probably isn't going to make many appearances whatsoever. But there is a local specter that emerged in the room in the presence of Linda and Maureen, who I didn't even figure out were together until late in the show. But there was a goddamn ghoul, specter, ghost, Mary the Ghost, that was there, and it freaked everybody out on this show. Very, very odd. Fried all of our brains. And, thank you, Chris, it was revealed to us on the show, because there was like about 10 people that were watching it with us. One of the audience members' significant other was revealed to have crispy R's. It was outstanding. Chat not really getting the fact that I wasn't giving every detail has now jumped in and filled in the blanks for everybody. I was trying to keep it to some degree, a reason to want to check it out. You do understand that while I'm doing the show, I'm trying to get people to go there and fucking sign up. And then you assholes blow the goddamn tease. Thanks, dickheads. What a bunch of assholes. Chris reminds me with there were some extra crispy R's. So that leaves. Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to mention that. That was funny. And then how many of you assholes blew it? Let's see. That it's Chris's wife. First, Kenny says the name of the person. So that kind of, but that doesn't really reveal like who. Dumb fuck Linda is the first dipshit to blow it with Chris. Your wife was worse than us with the R's. Megan says who? Chris says my wife, Kristen. You all are dumb. I want you to know that. You're dumb people. Despite all of the bashing I've done of you when you do this to me, you still don't get it. What a bunch of animals. Ben. When I wrote, you mean you puked more than once? He says, yeah, and like four times at once. Everything I had in me, LOL. Poor Ben. God damn it. There was a moment, though, when I was like, I always get, I start to feel bad. And I'm wondering, like when he did the Death Nut Challenge. Okay. I was like, God, I don't know if this is a good thing here. So I'm always, like, conflicted, but whatever. Tyler likes the quote, you're all fucking idiots. I can't wait to see you at the Great Food Giveaway later. Oh, yeah. That's kind of how I roll. Good God. All right. I'm going to take a break because I got to go potty. I have so much more to get to. You would not believe what happened this morning. It absolutely has to do with feces. Okay? Oh, my God. And I'm going to get to that in just a second. You won't believe this. This was such a ridiculous catastrophe. And as it was all unfolding, I was like, I'm back. As you can see, there's not as many dogs in here. Like right now, all we have is Bruce. And that doesn't really, the reason why the dogs aren't here really doesn't have anything to do with the feces incident that I'm about to tell you about now. It has more to do with, you see, Madison is at our residence today. She spent the night last night, and like for Christmas break or whatever, which usually means that at random points throughout the day, typically there's screams and rage. And that was today. I was on the air on Q100 at this microphone talking to the folks north of the Hard Living Line. And I was telling them about the giant Q100 masquerade formal ball. Wear your mossy oak tuxedo, and they're going to drop the canoe at midnight for New Year's Eve. True story, by the way. I talked about that. And as I'm talking, saying, yeah, you got to get your tickets here, and it's going to be a good time. Oh, we got free shuttle rides, so you don't have to worry about somebody getting you home. It's going to be awesome. And I hear yelling. And prior to that, I hear stomping. Boom, 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 boom. And so as I'm talking, I kind of peer out that door. And I'm thinking it's the NFK because I hear the boom, boom, boom. I'm like, something's up. Something's wrong. Something's happening. And then it's not the NFK. It is, in fact, Madison. And I'm talking, and then in the background, Tyler says, I'm guessing she finally found her DS case, but the NFK has been using it as a poo finger wipe. Fantastic callback. She's like in that closet coming into this room. And I can gather that she's upset because Darla knows that Madison is in her room and is now outside of her door going, rah, 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 wants to see her, you know? And so that wakes her up. This is at 8:30 in the morning. And she comes in here pissed. And she's yelling before even knowing that I'm on the actual radio, talking live. And so I don't pay attention. I'm just focused forward like I am right now with you and hoping she'll figure it out. And she did. And then the dog is now in here because she brought the dog in here and she slams that door behind me. And so that's it. She then, as I'm still talking, Darla now is pissed, wants out that door to be with Madison, and starts going, rah, losing her mind like she does while I'm on the radio. On the radio, I say, hey, it's Take Your Dog to Work Day. Darla's here. And it was completely fucked up. Segment ends. Bring Darla downstairs along with O'Neill. Has to keep her company. Put them in their little kennels. And, thus, here we are, because I wouldn't be able to get anything done on this show right now if Darla is in here and aware that Madison is here. Okay? So, that's that explanation. Now, prior to that, a lot had happened. That if I were weaker mentally, it would have caused me to erupt like a psychopath. But I did not. All of this was level head easy. Who I'm really starting to like level head easy, you know? Tyler writes, all the mouth breathers up north are thinking, man, there must be some kind of kerfluffle at the station today. Oh my God. Without a doubt. Sometime in the middle of the night, I heard, and I went, and you know, you're half asleep and you wake up and I'm like, what the fuck was that? I don't know. Go back to bed. That turned out to be, I should have gotten out of bed. I think the damage was already done at that point. I'm pretty sure. What happens is, like in our bedroom, when you, like the bathroom door, it closes on its own. Like if you, if you're a dog and you nose your way into the bathroom, that door is going to close on its own. And so then I wake up finally to get up for work. It's 10 to 6. And no O'Neal. I go, okay, I bet he's in the bathroom. And that was him crying to let me out because I can't open the door. And I was right. But then before that, I'm like, well, why would he get up and want to go in there? There's no other way out of this room. There's three doors to the bathroom, to that closet, and outside. I mean, into the hallway. They were all closed. This was the only one. He figured that out. He knows his way in there. And he, every inch of the floor in that bathroom has feces. Feces or urine. Okay? So he actually, we have that, there's a bathtub, and then there's a walk-in shower. He went into the walk-in shower and shit in there. And it was like throughout all of it, like he really had to go and it wasn't quite solid. Like the first mass was somewhat solid and the rest is all chocolate pancakes in the actual shower. So I'm assessing damage. I go, okay, I got that. And then the entire floor is peed on. And I'm like, holy shit. When, that's crazy because we let him out every time before bedtime. So he must not have felt well at all. Maybe he was channeling his inner Ben Glaze. I don't know. Tyler says he knows the NFK uses the bathroom. He's looking for a midnight snack. Kudos to O'Neal for going where there's no carpet. Smart boy. I think he kind of just, that was by default. So I think he just lucked out. Still, this is a lot of cleanup. So I'm taking care of that. I'm cleaning that up. At the time, I'm like, I got to make sure I clean up this entire shower. Like, I got it all up. And then I actually got a bleach solution and scrubbed the floor of the shower. You know, I mean, there's a lot of bacteria and disgusting shit there that you can't see. And God damn it, I don't want the NFK to be in there. And him to get the notion that it's now okay to shit in the shower. And then him drop a lunker and then push it through the fucking hair catcher with his toes. That would, it just, it would be my look. Hey, so we can shit in the shower. Now that's good. I like that fucking. Kenny with O'Neal did it so I can too. So O'Neal's, he feels horrible. And I can tell he's just looking at me and I'm like, it's okay, big guy. We'll take care of it. Get all, it's done. It took a significant amount of time. I said to Diane, I go, don't go in the bathroom. Use another bathroom until I get done. Nick says that's called a waffle stomp. Tophus says, can you get the NFK on the podcast? No. That would be a combining of worlds that I don't wanna do that. It's fine the way it is. Can't do that. All right. So then after that's all done, Pooh Bear's getting ready for work. I'm here doing the radio show. Darla keeps howling. And I'm like, maybe she's howling because of Madison. Maybe she has to go to the bathroom. I don't know. So she's howling. I take her downstairs. I let her out. She goes. Okay, great. That's done. I bring her back in. And she's back here. And she's still howling. And I go, all right, maybe go hang out with your mom. I put her in that room. Still howling. Can't figure out what her problem is. Now, she's already gone to the bathroom. I let her out twice. Diana leaves. I walk downstairs 10 minutes after she left. And as I get downstairs, I'm getting a blast of something fecal. And I'm like, what now? What? And it's like I'm just walking through little pockets of shit air, you know? Like, what the fuck? This shouldn't be down here. So I look in various rooms where sometimes these accidents happen. Nothing. Then I look on the floor and I see what looks to be a spot of the floor where there once was shit and it's been clean but not well. So there's some streakage. So I said to Kevin, I go, hey, do you know if one of the dogs had an accident that Diana had to clean up? He goes, what? No, I don't know. Fucking shit. Fuck. Did she leave for work? Yes. Did she? Yes. So then, I'm like, huh, okay. I look at my phone. She called me. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.